Tony Conley Morning Show presents Meet the Expert, sponsored by Sparrow Sports Medicine and Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. Let's talk today with Dr. Andrew Schoflar. He is with the Michigan State hockey team. He's their team surgeon. Dr. Schoflar, how are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Your last name, am I making doing a disservice in pronouncing?
You're close. It's Schoflar, but you're close.
Schoflar. Well, I know a little bit about the hockey team. Is I've been to a lot of games. As a matter of fact, I believe a fellow Teak brother of mine is working with the program too. So we really like to keep up with what's going on with the hockey team. And when we talk about ankle sprains, I know that the men's and women's basketball team has a lot of challenges with this. Hockey team does. I've got a 10-year-old who's been having some nagging ankle problems. Why do we have so many challenges with ankle sprains?
They happen pretty easily. With an inversion mechanism, foot gets twisted in. So we see a lot more in basketball when it's coming down, landing on another person's foot. See it in volleyball, the same thing. Sometimes with hockey, you catch an edge, you can tweak it a little bit, but the boot helps you somewhat. It's very common, on a daily basis, athletes and just people walking around. There's 25,000 ankle sprains a day in the U.S. alone, so it happens a lot.
Does it happen because of you just landed on it wrong, or more often than not, is it because the ankle's weak and maybe needs to be strengthened?
It happens for both reasons. You have traumatic reasons where you go to make a cut and it rolls over, your shoe catches. But sometimes people will tweak their ankle a little bit, it'll be a little bit weak, and then they'll injure it worse. So the weakness comes in a lot of times with the recurrent ankle sprains, and that's one of the main things we try to do in a rehab is get that ankle strong again and prevent, get rid of that weakness and get the balance back so that you don't keep spraining your ankle over and over.
What's the best treatment for ankle sprains?
Early treatment's the best. In the first few days, you just want to rest it, ice it, get it up in the air, get the swelling out of it. And usually after 3 or 4 days, you can start some exercises. Now, for mild sprains, a lot of people will do it on their own and just start getting gently back in activity. But for more significant ankle sprains, I do recommend seeing somebody, whether it's your family doc or someone else, and get in with a physical therapist, because you need to get the swelling out of there, get your strength back, get your motion back. And then what a lot of people don't realize is you need to get your balance back in your ankle. When you sprain your ankle, you lose what's called your proprioception, or kind of a reflex mechanism in your ankle, and you don't know where it is in kind of space and time. And so when we rehab these, we got to get that balance back through the balance boards, standing on these Bosu balls and stuff to prevent it from recurrence. So we know that the number one way to prevent recurrent ankle sprains is really good rehab and restoring all that proprioception in the ankle.
Is there a way to speed up recovery?
Early treatment is better. Nowadays, there's been some studies recently looking at putting people into a boot to immobilize the ankle in the first few weeks to let the ligaments kind of scar back in a little bit better position. Because really when you sprain your ankle, you're stretching or tearing some of the ligaments, especially on the outside of your ankle. And if you keep that ankle in a more neutral position, it'll heal in a little bit better, a little bit quicker. Therapy does help get you back quicker. And then nowadays, everybody wants to know about these like platelet-rich plasma injections and things in the ankle. They're still a little bit experimental, but we think that they may help speed up recovery a little bit too.
Talk about that, those injections and what they do.
Basically, what you're doing is you're drawing some blood from a person's vein, typically out of their arm, and you're spinning it down and getting rid of the red blood cells or that component of the blood, and you're left with the plasma. It has all of the growth factors and platelet drive factors and all this kind of stuff. So it's thick and rich in platelets, which helps bring a healing mechanism kind of to that area wherever you would inject it. It's almost like putting a substance in that draws in healing factors to that area. So the theory is, and the concept is, just to get that into the area of the injury, help speed up that healing process there, and using your own body's substances to do that, not putting in a synthetically made chemical. It's got some good early results, but it's very controversial at this stage.
Well, I've seen some controversial reports on this, but from your perspective in this early stages of using it, how much does it speed up the healing process?
Overall, in an acute or a real recent injury, it's not going to speed it up a whole lot. I think where they're realizing that it's going to help more is some of these chronic injuries that just are nagging and won't go away, and the body doesn't seem to be healing it well enough on its own. And that's where you can kind of kick it into gear a little bit and help that type of injury to heal better.
Are we using it at Michigan State yet?
Occasionally we do, not very often, but it has been used. And the reality is it's mixed results. It works sometimes, and sometimes you don't see a big difference. So.
All right, but bottom line, if you have a problem, especially a chronic problem, you need to see a physician.
Then see a physician, your family doctor, or a surgeon, just to make sure also that you aren't missing something. Like if there's tendons over the bone, that sometimes you have a bad ankle sprain, you can actually have broken your ankle, and the ankle can be unstable and take a lot longer to heal. We see that with our basketball players, if they sprain their ankle and break that fifth metatarsal at the base, where we've had problems with some players in the past and getting that to heal. Sometimes that's a part of that ankle sprain component. So it is good to see your doctor, especially if it lingers more than about a week or so.
Does tape and wraps and braces work?
They do. They help prevent recurrent sprains. I put most athletes back into it in the first month or two after their sprain, but then after that, I like them to try and get out of it. It helps. We like to think of braces to help support stable, strong muscles and help prevent recurrence, but we don't want to use it as a crutch and then just use the brace and rely on that alone and still have a weak ankle and have long-term problems.
All right. Dr. Andrew Skorfars with the MSU hockey team. He's their team surgeon. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you. Have a good morning.